Oh no.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Oh No with Anna Campion. It's me, your host, Anna Campion, and I'm here with Subha Agarwal. Hi, Subha.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I was just telling you, you know, that my dog is being, I'm home for the week, and my dog is being an insane creature, which she has no right to be. She's just...
No, I totally get it. When I podcast, I have to set up a separate chair. You can't see it, but my cat is next to me. If I don't provide a chair for her, she will be screaming the entire podcast.
Yeah, I just don't know what to do with Holly, who I love very much. She's a great dog in many ways, but I've taken her for like multiple walks today. I've given her Xanax. I've given her treats. I just gave her a little like sweet potato chicken situation. And she's like mad that she can't be down here.
She's like living a Real Housewives dream. This is crazy.
She is. And also like NPR's playing up there. So like, by all logic, she should, there's also like, you know, I'm in the basement right now. She mainly hangs out upstairs anyway. Like, she likes all of the, there's like three beds that she can sleep on, a couch. She's allowed on all of it. Like, it's, her food and water is up there. And yet, she doesn't like when people are talking and she's not involved in the conversation.
I mean, very, you know what, this is giving me even more Real Housewife energy. She's like, what are they saying about me?
She's like, put it on speaker. I need to know. So because I'm in sort of like my mom's workspace, and she does the same thing when my mom's working and on like Zoom calls and stuff. She's like, and my mom's like, I know, and I'm sorry that we can't include you in everything, but you know. So yeah, if you hear my dog being crazy, my apologies. But you know, I think the good news is that my mom's mic is really nice, so hopefully it will kind of like, you know, filter out the desperate pleas for attention from a young puppy.
Oh man, if there was ever, I'm gonna put that in the description of my comedy album, actually, desperate pleas for attention. That's
perfect.
Yeah.
So is this your first comedy album that's coming out?
It is. I'm super excited. I waited insanely long time, so it's the first one.
Speaking of, it is called Dog Show, so actually that's very relevant to what we're talking about. Yeah, I have the, you know, I guess the press release pulled up, and it sounds very funny. So you're a stand-up comedian, you have this new, and you're a writer, and you have this new album coming out. So tell my listeners, my pit stains, what you're all about, kind of.
Okay, I love pit stains as a name for your fans.
Thank you. But... yeah, all 20 of them.
No, I'm just a stand-up comedian, writer, actor, doing all the things that I can that people will allow me to do. Yeah, I mean, in this album I talk very heavily about my family, so it's like centered around the story of me telling my mom I'm not a virgin, like way too old. This is like, oh, you mean when you were 7, when I was 26 years old, and like coming out to my mom's not being a virgin. So yeah, it's just like a lot of that, and then I weave in like other topics, but it's primarily that story and like having to confront that issue with a very old school immigrant mother. So
yeah. was that I mean, I don't want to, you know, spoil any of your album or anything, but this is the podcast about embarrassing stories. So was that conversation, was that embarrassing, or were you kind of at the point where you're like, this is just like information that has to be out there?
No, super embarrassing. I had the quote unquote conversation, if we want to call it, on the phone in the middle of Times Square. And I kind of just had it with my mom criticizing me because she was mad about some video I had posted. And it was like a super harmless joke. And I was like, like, leave me alone at that point. I was like, if you can't, and it was my birthday, so I was extra angry that she was calling me about this.
Right.
And so in the middle of Times Square on the phone, I just started screaming, fuck it, I'm not a virgin, I'm a whore. Like, I just... so like outside of the M&M store just screaming
the raggedy Elmos are all looking at you like, okay, crazy. it's a miracle when you can out crazy people in Times Square.
Oh yeah The naked cowboy was like, have some decency, you know?
Yeah, the naked cowboy was like, I mean, I don't know, like, I wouldn't say that. that's hilarious, and I'm excited to listen to your album and hear more about it. But are you a person who is like easily embarrassed, or are you, can you kind of let things roll off your back?
No, I'm, because I have a lot of anxiety, so okay. I am
twins
always embarrassed. Hell yeah. I am embarrassed 24/7, like all the time, just even things that like aren't embarrassing, I'm embarrassed about, you know what, right. I mean, like, I'm that person that apologizes to you for shit where you're like, you should apologize to you because this is so awkward,
right? Yeah.
I want to get out of this elevator, like, yeah. So I would say I'm constantly embarrassed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think anxiety plays a role in like my feelings on embarrassment too, because like just the other day, my girlfriend is a nanny and we were going to the Harry Styles concert, and I was like meeting her at her nanny family's house, and then we were gonna go right over, and she was like, oh, you know, they said that you could come over and like join for, you know, taco night or whatever, and I was like, oh, that's so nice. And then it was like I got embarrassed even like overthinking of like me going there. I'm like, is that like really weird if I actually take them up on it and I actually go? So I ended up not going. I ended up making myself a Stouffer's French bread pizza and eating that for dinner.
It's like so quick, because like I don't know, I think a lot of that is upbringing too, where it's like in Indian culture there's so many rules, it's almost like border monarchy, where it's like, oh, you know, you can, you invite, you put out food, but you're not supposed to actually eat the food, because right, it's like, yeah, rude. They're taking it as rude if you don't eat the food. It's like this complicated dance of manners to like not offend people. It gets you in your head. Where it's like, oh my god, are they actually inviting me over? Are they inviting me over light? Or like, oh, it gets so annoying.
Yeah, so it's interesting. My grandma grew up as kind of like a rich girl. So she has like some really interesting views on like manners and stuff like that as well. And I think, I mean, I can only imagine, you know, like I didn't necessarily grow up in a super strict house or a strict culture or anything like that. But even, you know, even at like church, and I remember like stuff like that, it's like there's always like, you know, you can't be like the first person to take like a donut at the service at the after church service or whatever. And I'm like, I'm starving and I hate church, so I don't know why this is my reward. This is my treat for making it through church. But yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, it is, you're completely right. It's like this idea of like all these things that you have to do, and then if you're like, oh well, surely that's harmless, and then you do them and then you're like shamed for them, and then you just have like anxiety for the rest of your life. It's like, no, whatever restaurant you want to go to is fine.
I know, like, and then
it's just a cycle.
Yeah, no, it's insanely, it's so much inducing. Like, I feel like the Indian version of like you have to demand to pay and fight to pay for the meal is like Pirates Caribbean version. Sorry, my cat just nosedived up.
That's okay. Both, listen, our pets are people too, and they have minds of their own. So my dog is having an aneurysm up there, and your cat is kamikaze bombing your office.
Oh my god, she's so crazy. What are you gonna do? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's your cat's name?
Ursula. So Ursula is the one that like aggressively demands to sit next to me and to have the option of sitting next to me. If there's no chair, she'll freak out if there isn't a space for her. Then I have another cat named Maleficent, who is like much calmer and quieter. And she only sits in, she thinks my legs are too bony, so she won't sit on my lap. so she doesn't bother me because I'm not good enough for it. Like, literally, it's insulting. I'm like, please interrupt my life.
Have you heard about how, like, cats like to mirror their owners? So apparently, like, so, you know, if you're, we've only had dogs, but I've hung out with a lot of cats and I see cats on TikTok all the time. So I'm basically a cat owner, but it's like, you know how, you know, if you're like typing on a computer and then your cat comes and like lays down on the computer. So apparently it's because they want to, you know, just like be doing what you're doing, kind of be near you. So if you get them like a little fake computer, then they just sit on that next to you.
That's really cute. I mean, that would make sense with why she makes to also have her own little fake podcast in the side where she just...
Yeah, you got to get her like a little BarkBox like podcast chew toy. And then she's like, well, actually, my opinion on the political situation. she starts one of those pseudo intellectual, like all male podcasts about like females.
Actually, the reason libertarianism is the most feminist political ideology.
It's not about wanting, you know, it's not about wanting to abolish the age of consent. It's about wanting to abolish the laws that led to the age of consent. It's like, and you're like, oh my Ursula. God, is my cat alt-right? Are you like a Disney person?
I mean, I do love Disney. I wouldn't say I'm a Disney person because, like, I don't, it's like Disney people are like intense, so I would never claim that. Mm-hmm. I do love Disney though, but they just remind me of like Disney villains. So,
right.
With Ursula and Maleficent. And then I also have a dog who's sleeping behind me.
Okay, I thought I saw a dog tail coming up in the back.
Yeah, she's like half husky, half shepherd. So you would think she would be super noisy, but she's actually very quiet, which is. Kind of
relaxed.
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
Corwin, but she's named, my fiance named her after his favorite character. He like really loved that name and he was like, oh, maybe if I had a son, I would name him Corwin. And then I was like, I don't want kids. So he just named our female dog Corwin. I was like, perfect.
Yeah. So that's fine. Yeah. My crazy dog who, is, like refusing to be at all polite is Holly. And she's insane. And then there's another dog, Ivy, who is at college with my sister. And she used to be insane, but now she's just kind of old. So she just like
the older they get, the more calm.
Yeah. And well, Holly's on Prozac and Xanax. She's also an anxious girl, like us. And I mean, I've never met a more anxious dog. It's
Corwin is actually very nervous too. I think because she, we rescued her. No, we found her.
Or did she rescue you?
I know. but I got her at a shelter on discount just to make it sound less heroic. But we did. And
I had a Groupon.
A Groupon rescue dog. No, but she was already one, so she had like lived a bit of a life before we got to her. So she is very nervous. Like the album art for I wanted to include her in the album art, and I was like, oh, she's not really afraid of the typical things dogs are afraid of. She doesn't mind loud noises. She doesn't mind bright lights. So I was like, oh, she'll be fine on the photo shoot. She was terrified of the couch. And I was like, this isn't a trap. I'm like, you've sat on a couch before. It took so long to get her trust me to sit on the couch. And then she was fine. And then halfway through the photo, she decided she was scared of the couch again. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. It made a noise that she didn't like. There was a thread poked out that she wasn't into. No, Holly, we also adopted Holly from Puerto Rico. She's a Puerto Rican street dog. And we got this like note from like her original foster about like, you know, she had 11 siblings and 4 of them died and like all this stuff. So we have this theory that she lived like, I don't know, some like gritty action movie life for the first, you know, 3 months of her life where she's just like, you know, just seeing her siblings like one by one get mowed down by pickup trucks and stuff like that.
No, that's so sad.
Yeah. So now she has separation anxiety, and when we go on a walk and like a garbage truck runs by, she tries to like attack it. She's like, get out of my studio, you don't even know, you better watch out, and like is
Wow.
doing all this stuff and is like, you know, jumping up and
Very
but it's like,
Princess Bride looking for the man with six fingers. Very like,
well
I
yeah,
will avenge.
I'm kind of like, you're unfortunately gonna lose this battle. If thank God we all have strong grips, because otherwise, like you would be one of the pieces of roadkill that you're interested
Oh
in eating.
no.
She's a good dog. She's just, you know, she's
Yeah.
nervous. She's lived a life. Same as your dog.
Oh.
But anyway. So you're an easily embarrassed person. You're kind of anxious. Like, do you think that you have like gotten any less embarrassed, like as you've kind of grown older, gotten out of like high school and college and stuff like that, or is it all been kind of the same?
I say it comes in waves, you know what I mean? So like some days I'm just having a really nervous day and there's not really anything I can do about it, where it's like, oh, I'm super fucking weird right now. Like there's a comic, and thank God he didn't take it personally, named Veer Das, who's like super famous, especially in India. And then like he said good set to me right before he went up on stage, and then I stayed and watched his set, and, oh, I should tell him good set. But then my anxiety started kicking in and I was like, oh, if I talk to this, I'm gonna be crazy. So I waited, like literally as he was walking off stage, I ran out of the room before I said something weird. And I was like, that's worse. That's so much
Well,
worse. But I was like, you know what? It is what it
you're
is.
just he sees you just like sprinting away
I
and you're
know, like
like,
as
great.
he's coming towards
Yeah.
me, I was like, nope.
Nope, can't do it.
Oh, he must have been like, wow, did she hate my set that much? But I was like, no, I'm gonna say some weird shit, so I'm gonna get the fuck out of here right now before I start
Like
talking.
if I engage with you, like it's gonna be an issue. Like
Yes.
I'm gonna it's I'd rather you think I didn't like your set. I totally get that. And especially when you like have it's almost worse when you have time to like prepare yourself, because then you have time to overthink it, at least for me.
Yes,
So it's
yes.
like if you know he had, I don't know, like a shorter set or whatever, it's like it you would have been better because you didn't have, you know, however many, you know, 10 or 15 minutes or whatever to like be like, well, okay, but like, how should I say it? And like, if I say it like that, is that going to feel weird? And is it like, should I even, you know what? And I'm just not even going to say anything because he probably hates me and thinks that I'm the worst anyway. He probably
Well,
didn't even mean it. It was probably a prank.
yeah, 1000%.
Like, all that.
All of that shit putting around in my head, and he's just like, it's so, yeah, it's a lot.
Do you have like a particularly, you know, embarrassing story that you've been dying for the masses to know?
Yeah, I mean, I have so many. I'll tell you like a short one that was just like embarrassing to me, and then I have one that's like super embarrassing. But
Perfect.
like I get, you know, I have like, I'm always very easily embarrassed, and I was like pulling into this guy I was dating at the time, or dating, sleeping with. I was pulling into his place, and it's not clean this up. Who am I impressing? But like he
No,
was.
you already told your mom you're a whore, so
Yeah,
let's
it's
just,
fine.
you
She
know.
already knows. Let's just provide examples. No, he was his apartment's balcony, like watching me pull in and park. And for whatever reason, I think it's because I knew he was watching me, I couldn't parallel park. And I was having this like rom-com moment where I was like, oh my God, don't watch me. But like he wasn't finding it cute at all. So it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. I'm like driving up onto the sidewalk. I'm like, I need you to go inside. I cannot do this if you're looking at me. I like almost
Or
like,
like if you're gonna be here, can you at least be like, yeah, you got a
no.
few more inches?
Yeah.
You can, yeah, here, pull back. Yeah, you got room. You got room. I get it.
No
I,
help.
yeah,
No
of
help. All
course.
judgment.
That is to be expected from a guy that you're dating,
Just, yeah,
quote
right.
unquote, actually just sleeping with.
It
It's
was
like he
so
doesn't care
bad.
if I live or die.
I know. I was like, oh God. But that was like the short embarrassing one. And then this is like humiliating that I did this as an adult, because it's just like so stupid, where I was driving to check into a hotel for like a road gig, and I had to pee really fucking badly, but I was stuck in bumper to bumper traffic, and I was like, I'm not gonna go out and pee on the side of the road. That's humiliating. Like, I what if somebody sees me? I can't deal with it. I meant to not do this. I have this irrational fear of peeing outside that, like, the second I stop peeing, something is gonna fly up my vagina. I don't know why.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, naturally. You know,
it's the anxious, it's the anxiety. It's the same instinct as, like, once I turn off the lights in the basement, I have to run upstairs or I will be
murdered.
Killed.
Yeah. Oh, 1000%. No, these are just rules. This is common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, I cannot pee outside. So I was like freaking out. And I was like, I can hold it. I'll wait. I'm like, I was like 10 minutes away from the hotel. I'm like, I'm going to be fine. I just have to get through this jam, pull into the hotel, get into the, because they have bathrooms on the first floor. I'm like, I'll be fine. I'm like about to fucking explode. And I like pull in to the parking lot and I take one step and then I just started peeing. And I was like, oh my, I'm a grown adult and I just peed
like,
my pants.
Just actively peeing your pants.
Actively, I like couldn't believe it. Like I squatted, like I went down. I was like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't make it stop. I like have not lost control of my body like that. And I was just like humiliated as an adult. I don't know why I thought I could willpower my way out of this, but I was like, this isn't gonna happen to me. Oh no, it happened to me. And then I had to like change into my pajamas in the parking lot.
Yeah. And then take your like key clothes into the hotel.
Oh yeah. Like, and like check in and act like nothing's weird and then immediately ask if they had a laundry room, which, oh yeah, that's not suspicious at all.
For no reason, just I'm just curious. It's like I ask it all the time, actually. Meanwhile, the high as fuck 18-year-old behind the counter is like, okay, yeah, it's down the hall to the left.
I'm asking about other rooms. Do you have a laundry room? Also like a gym. Do you have an arboreum? Is that what it's called? I'm just asking about random rooms.
Arboreum, yeah. Do you have and do you have, you know, like a working space, like a co-working space? You do? Okay, great. Okay, thanks. And just remind me one more time, where's the laundry room? Thank you so much. It is like as an adult peeing or God forbid pooping your pants, it is a little bit like, what are we doing here, guys? Like I've been potty trained for 22 years now, or however long. It's 25 years. It's like, we need to get it together. We need to to make it, you know, more than a few minutes away from the house. Maybe, and honestly, I think it might be a little bit COVID. It's like everyone's just been inside the whole time for like the past 2 years.
We're spoiled. So we're now so when used it's like, to it. Yeah.
Yeah. So now when people like, you know, now when I leave my apartment, I like immediately have to use the restroom and I'm like, this is like fucked up. Like I need to be able to walk a mile and not have to use the bathroom
immediately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I got into the habit of drinking these giant gallons of water during the pandemic.
I got a big boy too. Yeah.
And I was like, of course I brought that with me on a road trip like an idiot in bumper-to-bumper traffic. Of course I peed myself. What was I thinking? I was like stuffing myself with water like I was foie gras or some shit. Like,
your body's like, you have to put some sodium in here or else we are going to burst. Like we have to suck it up a little bit.
So so dumb. So embarrassing.
Yeah.
I called my fiance from the parking lot. And I was like, are you with people? Because you need to step outside. And I swore to secrecy. I was like, you can't tell anyone I did this. And then I was like crying. I was like, I can't pee my pants as an adult. It was so, which is more embarrassing than peeing my pants. But
I had a similar experience a couple months ago where I accidentally pooped my pants a little bit.
Oh no.
And my girlfriend was having like a really bad day and she was like telling me about it and I was like, I do have something that's gonna cheer you up, but it's at great personal cost to me to be telling you this. And so I was like, I pooped my pants a little bit today, and she was like, oh my god, like, and it made her feel better. She was fine, but it was like I was like, great, awesome. She was like, I appreciate you telling me. That was really selfless of you.
It's heroic. Like, it's welcome. Like Billy Madison levels of selflessness where you're like, look
at it is. And thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. I agree, actually. And also Billy Madison levels of, I guess, bowel control. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, Suva, thank you so much for like coming
yeah,
on the podcast. This is so fun. I have to wrap it up because we have 8 minutes left in my free Zoom. I refuse to pay for Zoom.
You should never. No, you're doing the right thing.
Yes.
Fuck Zoom.
Thank you. yes, but please, like, where can everyone like follow you and, you know, your new album Dog Show? It comes out on the 7th, right, of October?
Yes. October 7th.
I don't know, like 3 weeks.
Yeah, and it's available for pre-order right now. So if you go to my website, it's just the letter ss-comedy.com, and you can find everything you need to pre-order the album there. Or you can also, my social media is there, but if you want to follow me on social media, if you just search Suba, S-U-B-H-A-H, I'll come up, but it's way easier to remember s-comedy.com. So
yeah. I'll be putting all of the links. I'll put, you know, your website, your social media, and you also have a podcast called Family Gems.
I do. It's people and just sharing silly family stories.
Oh my gosh. I have a couple stories for you.
Oh my God, please come on. We would love to have you.
Yes, I'd love to. I got some good ones. Yeah, well, I'm going to be pre-ordering and listening to your album. It sounds awesome, and you're such a delight. And yeah, like I said, thank you so much for coming on. If you would like, Suba, I love to send stickers to all of my guests.
Yes, please.
So I would love to send you some stickers.
Yeah.
If your name is not Suba and you still want stickers, I have great news for you. You can join my Patreon, patreon.com/underthepod. $3 a month, you get stickers and other exclusive fun goodies, which, you know, some of which are there, most of which are not. It's been in progress for about 2 years, but you know, that's why you need to join so that I can make more progress. And then on social media, we are at Oh No The Pod on Instagram and Twitter, and at Oh No With Anna Campion on TikTok, where we post clips and you get, you know, updates on different episodes, and you know, I'll be tagging Suba and everything on there, so that's also a quick, easy way to access her social media and everything. And then if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please rate and review us. That really helps in the algorithm and make sure that we can get other really cool guests like Suba on, who can tell more peeing pants and telling your mom you're not a virgin stories. So yeah, thank you so much again, Suba. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you. This was really fun.
Yeah, I agree. Even with my dog screaming in my ear the whole time. All right. Thank you so much, and catch you guys on the flip. I need to give a huge shout out to all of my amazing patrons: Grace Murray, Kira Sears, Jillian Townsend, Schaefer Nelson, Clay Moyhan, Haley Pregnall, Caroline Phelan, Davidson Norris, Deborah, and Jeff Hopkins. You guys are absolutely amazing. You're the reason that this podcast can continue going and, you know, be available for everyone, and I really appreciate it. If you're interested in becoming a patron, check out patreon.com/ohnothepod, and you too can get shouted out in this very shout out at the end of every episode. Ono's theme song was written, performed, and recorded by Katie Stahl and Mackenzie Haight, and the amazing cover art was done by Devante Burse, at Vontae Burse on all socials, at Designed by Devante on Instagram.